ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತದೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇ. ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವದೀಯುತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಗೀ. ಪ್ರವೃತ್ತಂ ಚ ನಿವೃತ್ತಂ ಚ ದ್ವಿವಿಧಂ ಕರ್ಮ ವೈದಿಕಂ ಆವರ್ತತೆ ಪ್ರವೃತ್ತೇನ ನಿವೃತ್ತೇನ ಅಶ್ನುತೇ ಅಮೃತಂ. ಪ್ರವೃತ್ತಂ ಚ ನಿವೃತ್ತಂ ಚ ದ್ವಿವಿಧಂ ಕರ್ಮ ವೈದಿಕಂ ಆವರ್ತತೆ ಪ್ರವೃತ್ತೇನ ನಿವೃತ್ತೇನಾಶ್ನುತೇಮೃತಂ. ಪ್ರವೃತ್ತಂ ಚ ನಿವೃತ್ತಂ ಚ ದ್ವಿವಿಧಂ ಕರ್ಮ ವೈದಿಕಂ ಆವರ್ತತೆ ಪ್ರವೃತ್ತೇನ ನಿವೃತ್ತೇನಾಶ್ನುತೇಮೃತಂ. ಪ್ರವೃತ್ತಂ ಚ ನಿವೃತ್ತಂ ಚ ದ್ವಿವಿಧಂ ಕರ್ಮ ವೈದಿಕಂ ಆವರ್ತತೆ ಪ್ರವೃತ್ತೇನ ನಿವೃತ್ತೇನಾಶ್ನುತೇಮೃತಂ. ಪ್ರವೃತ್ತಂ ಇನ್ಕ್ಲಿನೇಷನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಚ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನಿವೃತ್ತಂ ಸೆಸೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಚ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ್ವಿವಿಧಂ ದೀಸ್ ಟೂ ವೆರೈಟೀಸ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಆಫ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ವೈದಿಕಂ ರೆಕಮೆಂಡೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ವೇದಾಸ್ ಆವರ್ತತೆ ಒನ್ ಟ್ರಾವೆಲ್ಸ್ ಅಪ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಡೌನ್ through the cycle of samsara. Pravrtena, by an inclination for enjoying material activities. Nivrtena, but by ceasing such activities. Ashnude, one enjoys amrdam, eternal life. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. According to the Vedas, there are two kinds of activities, pravritti and nivritti. Pravritti activities involve raising oneself from a lower to the higher condition of materialistic life, whereas nivritti means the cessation of material desire. Through pravritti activities, one suffers from material entanglement, but by nivritti activities one is purified and becomes fit to enjoy eternal blissful life. Kindly repeat translation with me. According to the Vedas, there are two kinds of activities, pravritti and nivritti. Pravritti activates, involve raising oneself from a lower to the higher condition of materialistic life. Whereas Nivritti means the cessation of material desire. Through Pravritti activities, one suffers from material entanglement, but by Nivritti activities, one is purified and becomes fit to enjoy eternal blissful life. Purport by Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 16:7, Pravrittim ca Nivrittim ca Janana Vidur Asura. The Asuras, non-devotees, cannot distinguish between Pravritti and Nivritti. Whatever they like, they do. Such persons think themselves independent of the strong material nature, and therefore they are irresponsible and do not care to act piously. Indeed, they do not distinguish between pious and impious activity. Bhakti, of course, does not depend on pious or impious activity. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1:26, Sove Bumsam Baro Dharmo Yedo Bhakti Radokshaje Ahe Dugiya Pradigada Yatma Suprasitadi. The supreme occupation dharma for all humanity is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendental Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the self. Nonetheless, those who act piously have a better chance to become devotees. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvidha bhajante mam janaha sukritino Arjuna. O Arjuna, four kinds of pious men render devotional service unto me. One who takes to devotional service, even with some material motive, is considered pious. And because he has come to Krishna, he will gradually come to the stage of bhakti. Then, like Dhruva Maharaj, he will refuse to accept any material benediction from the Lord. Swasmin kridartosmi varam najache. Therefore, even if one is materially inclined, one may take to the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna and Balarama, or Gaura and Nithai, so that he will very soon be purified of all material desires. Shipram bhavati dharmatma shashvat chandim nigachati. As soon as one is freed from inclinations towards pious and impious activities, he comes a perfect candidate for returning home back to Godhead. Thus and a purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Jnana Shalagaya Chachurun Milidam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Mugangaro Divachalam Bangum Langaya Degirim Yatkripadamaham Mande Sri Gurum Ninadarinam Paramananda Madhavam Krishna Chaitanyeshwaram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jayadam Surado Pangor Mama Mandamade Gadi Masarvasvabadam Bojo Radha Madana Mohanu. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaga Govindaya Namo Namaga Govindaya Namo Namaga Namaga Pankajana Bhaya Namaga Pankajamalini Namaga Pankajanetraya Namaste Pangajangraye. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vijeshatanaya Tathama Vrindavanam Ramya Kajidupasana Vrijavatu Vargenaya Kalpida Srimad Bhagavadam Puranamamalam Prema Pumarto Magan Sri Jaitanya Mahaprabhur Madamidam Tatradaro Na Paraha. Hare Krishna. We are in the wonderful session of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, this is actually instruction given by Naradapni. So, he is giving this instruction for civilized human beings. Actually, the discussions are going on throughout Srimad Bhagavatam. Divi Pravarti Marga and Nivarti Marga, and how the living entity in this material world become conditioned, how to come out of the conditioned stage and become the devotee of Krishna, hear from directly through Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, practice in their life and get changed and go back home, back to God. This is actually the subject matter throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, either speaking from Lord or speaking from the devotee. Mainly you will see everywhere Narada Muni is there. He is our well-wisher. He is moving around and seeing actually the difficulties, the living entities finding actually in the material world, and Mrityuloka, and nobody is happy. Only suffering is there. So he is playing an important part actually, selecting somebody and they are asking the question and he is replying. Or he is actually giving some narrations where the subject matter is clearly mentioned. So here he is, you know, this seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is full of instruction. Prahlad Charitam is full of instructions only, either by the Lord or Prahlad Maharaj, teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. It's a very elaborate subject. Mahaprabhu, he himself was hearing this Prahlad Charitam. Every time he wanted to hear this. About 108 times he heard Dhruva Charitam and Prahlad Charitam. So, then immediately Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking the question to Narada Muni, how these people can be saved? And especially in the age of Kali Yuga, which is going to come, there is no time for the people to read all the Vedas and find out actually what is the conclusion of the Vedas, what is good, what is bad. So on sympathetic way he is asking the question. You know everything, all conclusion you know everything. You are learned person. And practically what one is supposed to do, you please explain very nicely. So out of that discussion only we are hearing actually the human being, civilized human being. Prabhupada said actually only two type of human beings are there. One is actually the devotees of Krishna. All others are demons. Whether we like it or not like it, this is what we will understand actually through Srimad Bhagavatam. Only two type of people are there. Somebody may argue, okay, why, how is it, what I am nodding. So that point is making it clear here actually. The demonic people, they are not at all attracted to Krishna consciousness. These two paths actually, many times Prabhupada explained in the from first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam onwards, we will go through actually some of the verses. He is making it clear, Pravarti Marga and Nivarti Marga. Pravritti Marga is mostly the mnemonic type of people. They are doing the fruitive activities, completely forgotten about their dharma, why they have come to this material world. That is not known. Only thing they know that actually we are supposed to enjoy. There are urges of the senses to do some activities and enjoy the senses. That urges are there to control that urge. No, common people cannot do it. Demonic people, they cannot do it. Prabhupada says only in Krishna consciousness. Even though there are so many Krishna Bhakti, so many substances are there, so many things are going around, but the fortunate people are those who come to teachings of Lord Chaitanya given by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. They can only control their senses, or they only know the process, how to do. Others they do not know. So the Pravritti Marga is a fruitive activities for their uplifting their conditioned way of life or materialist way of somebody want to become very rich. Hey, it is written in the Vedas actually, you do this sajna, you do this act puja, you will become very rich, you will get Indra Padavi and so many things are there. People are very much entangled with it. Somehow or other actually one is coming, that is what it is mentioned in the purport by Srila Prabhupada. Somebody is doing some, rich people are doing some pious activities also. They don't do chanting of Hare Krishna, they don't go to the temple, there is no time for all these things. Anyone who is coming and telling them, say you are very rich, you are supposed to do some pious activities, some charity you are supposed to give. Anybody comes, I know one person actually, very rich person. He has kept one man only in the outside his home. Anybody who is visiting and asking for donations, he signed a check and given. You fill this check and give to them. Don't ask from where they are coming, what they are doing, doesn't matter. If they got account, you just give money. So he is happy with that. So what he is thinking, that I am doing very pious activities, what else I required, I need not go do anything else myself. But Bhagavadam says actually that pious activities, it is not devotional service. Completely Bhagavadam is rejecting that, it's not devotional service, part of devotional service. Only thing by doing, suppose some ISKCON Hare Krishna people has come for a donation. They will say, I want to see that person who is inside, your boss, you know, big person. Then go and talk to him. Then he come to know something, what is this Hare Krishna, what they are doing actually, why the people are changing their dress, why they are chanting on the road, why they are distributing Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. Somehow or other, if they come to know, then there is a chance that they can become a karmic devotee. They can become a karmic devotee. So Bhagavan also telling actually in Bhagavad Gita, Eshantu Andagadam Bhavam Janana Punyagarmana E Danda Mohanda Mukta Pajandi Ma Dridavrida. One want to become Krishna conscious, fully Krishna conscious. I don't know anybody else, I know only one person. Ishvara Ekila Krishna. Today I am not going to do any other activities other than the devotional service under the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So that chance one can come, why one cannot come to Krishna consciousness, it is because Prabhupada said one has to come to the platform where their all sinful activities, result of sinful activities are finished. Janana Punya Karmana. By doing Punya Karma, some or other they heard some kirtan, somebody told him Hare Krishna, they also replied Hare Krishna. By doing slowly, then their sinful activities results are finished and stop doing all sinful activities. that particular platform he can chant the holy name of Krishna. He will listen to him. You chant, you have to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So from there onwards he will start one round, two round, three rounds. It will go, Krishna will help him go. And Prabhupada has mentioned actually in this purport that as soon as one is freed from inclination towards pious and impious activities, when he chants the holy name of Krishna, come to Krishna consciousness, he doesn't believe in the pious and impious activities. All his activities are Krishna conscious activities. So when he understood that it is Krishna conscious activities, see, and he become a perfect candidate for returning home back to Godhead. So we all know actually how we came to Krishna consciousness, how we improved, what stage we are, all these things because of the teachings of Srila Prabhupada, we know where we stand. Initiated or not initiated, or Guru Ashraya, or chanting 16 rounds, all these things. When he is entering into that platform, that way, Marga, Marga means way, then it becomes Nivritti Marga. Nivritti Marga means cessation of stopping all sinful activities. I am not at all trying for economic development, sense gratification, that is not my aim now. I want to engage myself gratifying the senses of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. That knowledge I received, then completely engage in Krishna conscious activities, then he become a eligible perfect candidate. Prabhupada is telling, perfect candidate returning home back to Godhead. So how fortunate we are actually in this age of Kali Yuga, come in contact with actually the mission of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada is gone. Enter into this finding, actually understanding the value of devotional service and going towards Krishna every day. Every day when we do the devotional service, some grading is done for us. As per the grading, we are going up, promoted, 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 it is going very close, very close, very close. One become the pure, like Uddhava, Bhagavan is telling in the Bhagavatam to Uddhava, he is telling about the devotional service. And he is telling about Uddhava, about pure devotional service. Initially he will tell somebody to chant holy name, and then slowly when come for the class and they understood actually, should be pure. Anya Bilashida Shunyam, without any desire one is praying to Krishna, I don't want any. That is pure devotional service. Further, Bhagavan is telling to Uddhava, pure, loving, devotional service. You add something in it, pray. So I am doing with love, not by force. Oh, because that Prabhu told me to do it, I am just doing it, that's all. I want to somehow finish it and say that yes, I did it. That is devotional service. When the consciousness comes, to whom, for whom I am doing it, I am doing for the Supreme Personality of God, His pleasure. So I should be careful actually. Doing without doing any offenses, everything should be pure, process actually should be followed. Then it becomes pure devotional service. Then a stage will come, I am not able to stop that seva. Even if somebody says your turn is finished, you say no, no, I want to continue. Because what happened? Prem has come, love has come. You are in touch with the Lord and the love, the service has become very loving. I enjoy that, my service. If for example now suppose it is very humid, very hot here actually. But some place it is raining like anything, heavy rain is going on. But the devotees who are in Vrindavan, actually they enjoy doing the devotional service under this climatic condition. Why? They feel that they are doing some tapasya, not living. Coming for Bangladesh, attending all the programs, irrespective of all materialist conditions. So that is given by the Lord. Pajande maam dhritavadaha. You have come to that platform, that is why there is no second thinking. Should I be here or should I go and then come back after 2-3 months or something like that? So this bhava will come, that is pure loving devotional service. So Prabhupada has mentioned here, somebody is doing a fruitive activity also. Initially Dhruva Maharaj was actually, he wanted actually a kingdom more than his great grandfather. He could not sit in the lap of his father. Stepmother told him, get out from here. So mother told, actually you go to forest and pray to Narayana, then he will fulfill your desire. So with all enthusiasm, as a Kshatriya, even he was here only in Mathuvan. He was doing tapasya in Mathuvan. There only the Lord appeared in front of him. The Lord appeared after 6 months. Sometime the devotees had prayed for 100,000 years, 1,000 years, 100 years, then only the Lord appeared. For this boy, he appeared within 6 months. He was doing such a serious devotional service, Tivrina. So then the Lord appeared and he said, okay, why for you called me? Tell me what you want, what is your desire? Krishna knows everything. He said, I don't want anything. Swamin Kritastosmi Varam Nayache. I don't want any varam, I don't want. After seeing you, my Lord, I finished. That is what point Narada Muni in this whole chapter is telling actually. When we realize Krishna, come to Krishna Praya, Krishna Bhakti, what are the material desires are accumulated for many, many lifetime. It will be finished, cessation, stop, completely smashed. That is the purpose of actually coming to the temple and seeing the Supreme Lord and chanting holy name. Slowly, slowly, I don't want anything. Nobody is asking. Nobody is asking Krishna anything. I don't want anything. You ask something, you know, no, I don't want anything. After seeing, I don't want it. He became a devotee. He understood actually who is the Supreme Lord. Should I ask something, insignificant thing, it become insignificant in front of another. Of course, the Lord actually, he will not leave somebody empty-handed. He is given, he said, okay, no, you become king. No, what happened? Your Maya will catch me, then I will forget about everything. No, I guarantee you, go. And he did the, he was a king for 36,000 years. 36,000 years, he ruled without any Maya's attack. So Krishna, anything is possible. So even if somebody is coming, material desires, they are not going to 33 crores or different gods or doing some seva and all things. He is coming to Krishna, means Krishna will see that he is getting that. At the end he will get liberation. He will go back home, back to order. That is special mercy of the Lord. Akama sarvagamova mokshagama udaridehi tivrena bhakti yogena ejita purushampara. Material desires fulfilling, it is insignificant for him. First of all, the devotees will not ask it. Even if they have deep in their heart, he will give, no problem. There are some deities are here. Krishna deities are there in India. Different deities have got different actually the mood. You know. For example, somebody is going to Tirupati, Srinivasa Bhagavan. He is sitting there to give material benefit. Somebody goes and asks for money. Padmavati is sitting by the side, Lakshmiji. He told, anybody is coming and praying me, you give whatever they want to give. That is the mood. That is why everybody is going to Tirupati. They go and give their hair and pray. But Shamsundar actually is not sitting for that actually. Shamsundar is not that mood. Shamsundar is in mood of, he has come to me, at last he come to me, I want to finish his business here. I want to take back home. Let him come and stay in my own house. He was very happy. So at least this time I will give Dadami Bhuti Yogam Dam Ayanamam Upayandati. He will give Dasya Bhuti that he will enter into devotional service and he will ask, even if Krishna has something, say, no, I don't want it. Najanam Najanam Sundari Kavidam Vajagadi Shagamaye Mama Janmani Janmani Ishwari Bhavada Bhakti. So here So important point actually in this verse is to understand our which marga we should go. Pravarti marga we should go or nivritti marga we should go. And what is the process? Now we understood actually pravarti marga is not good. Narada Muni is already clearly it's mentioned in the sloka itself. He said nivritti activities, one is purified, become fit to enjoy eternal blissful life, go back home, back to God. Pravarti activities, one suffers from material entanglement. Every day new desire will come and getting it entangled and you are not able to come out. So there is another fifth canto, there is actually the same type of chapter is there. It is forest life, material forest life. It is going into the deep into the forest and one is not able to come out of the forest because he forget actually the way to come out. That is actually the pravarti marga. Nivritti marga is actually, it is purified, activities are purified. What is Krishna consciousness? We are not telling anybody to stop doing something with it. You need to continue your life. I have to become a sannyasi? No. I have to shave my head? No. Not necessary. Whatever activities you are doing, do it in a Krishna conscious way. As a devotional service, do it for Krishna. And you enjoy, no problem. We are cooking for Krishna, offering to the Lord, and you are enjoying, correct? Stomach full, you are enjoying the prasad. No problem. Nobody is stopping. Hey, don't eat. Everything should be given to Krishna. Even Govardhana Puja, other day we were discussing, Govardhana has eaten everything. Whatever the devotees have given, everything they have given. But afterwards, he has given 100 times more, 1000 times more, things are started coming out, prasad se prasad. So that is Krishna conscious way, if we do it, there is no reaction. It is purified. All activities are purified because it is done for Krishna. And then one can go fit to enjoy eternal life, perpetually eternal life. What is eternal life? That we can get it only in the spiritual world. With Krishna only we can get happiness. Whatever it may be in this material world, even somebody has surrendered to Krishna, Prabhupada says, okay, they can enjoy. They are really enjoying actually in this material world. With the midst of everything they are enjoying. But enjoyment in the spiritual world with Krishna is much more. Okay. Even in, you need not see anything outside. Even if you know you are in Krishna consciousness, you are doing the devotional activities and you are enjoying, but you are sorry because when you become a Vaishnava, you become a Paradukha Dukhi. You can see outside hot activity, horrible activity, they are doing it. They are preparing themselves to become dogs and cats or to suffer in the material world. Now, I think out of the population, the earlier in the state, every state was having some one or two famous hospital. But you can see nowadays advertisements are coming for hospital. Every road there is a hospital in there. And how many beds are there? All the beds are full. They'll make sure that always patients are there. So what is the meaning? At least I think the 50% of the population, they are actually inside the hospital. They are in the hospital suffering. Hospital means what? They're suffering. Or some percentage of the people are always in the jail or in the police station. So by seeing this, a real Vaishnava will become worried about actually what is happening. Just like Prahlad Maharaj told Narasimhadeva, come, let us go now. You had enough problem here, I want to take you back, come on. He said, no, I don't want to come. Look at these people actually, these rascals, you know. They don't know anything about you, my Lord. Let me try to speak to them and make you Krishna conscious and let them also get a chance to come back to you. So that is what Srila Prabhupada did it. He did it for he translated all the books in simple language. And he has not told that you don't distribute to everyone. He distributed everywhere. Anybody can get that books. They can read it and understand actually the what is devotional service, what is the process of devotional service, how to do it, everything. Because so many people outside Krishna consciousness, they are Krishna bhaktas, but they don't know how to please Krishna. They don't know the process. Somebody has told some process, they are doing it actually. And they are not getting any result. Some proportion they may get it, but they are not getting the result. So in the midst of that stage, in the Kali Yuga, so many books are being printed and distributed. Not only doing that, the devotee is going and explaining actually, taking classes, telling about Bhagavad Gita. So this is our job actually. The whole thing is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. That is why Bhagavatam is given so much importance. It's all full of discussions, directing the conditioned soul. Come out of your conditioned stage, come become a devotee. And here Bhagavatam is telling actually what is your dharma, what is your nivritti marga. Prabhupada has quoted here, the first canto of Bhagavatam. The same question is asked by Chavanag Rishis, 88,000 Chavanag Rishis. They asked actually, Ramanas headed by Chavanag Rishi, they asked this question, please tell me, don't tell the whole Vedas, we don't want to hear the whole Vedas. They are concerned with the people in the Kali Yuga who are suffering. What is good for them? You give the conclusion of the old Vedas, what they are supposed to do. That you heard now from Sukadeva Goswami, within 7 days actually he narrated Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit. You heard it. So you please tell, he is asking this question. So the he started answering, Sudha Goswami started answering actually with glorifying his guru, and the sloga which is Prabhupada is quoted here, Save Pumsam Paro Dharmo Edo Bhakti Radokshaje Ahaitukiya Pradihata Eatma Suprasitati. So these are all actually the package given by many learned great personalities, acharyas, for the conditioned souls. Take up this process. Okay, simply reading and going is not benefit. Somebody has to understand actually this meaning of it. Take up this process. Okay, this is told in Bhagavatam. Let me practice in my house, in my own life. The supreme occupation, after coming to this material world, occupation, when somebody will ask, what is your occupation? I am an engineer or doctor or professor, or this is actually material qualification. But actually the spiritual occupation, what one is supposed to do, dharma for all humanity, there is no exception, not for UP people or AB people or Kerala people or Tamil Nadu people or Americans or anybody. Whole humanity, only one dharma is there. Which means can contain, attain the loving devotional humanity is that, do that dharma which can attain the loving devotional service unto the transcendent Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninhibited to completely satisfy the self. So we should ananda ambudhi vartanam, we should be happy. When we are doing some devotional service, it should be done happily. When we will become happy? Krishna tushte, jagat tushte. If Krishna is happy, everyone will be happy. Our service is accepted by him, really within ourselves we will feel happiness. So that should be the dharma. All humanity should do loving devotional service with a prem. So everybody should take up actually. This is dharma. If we are not doing dharma, we are creating so many dharma. Rajya dharma, Pitra dharma, Putri dharma, Pitra dharma, Bharya dharma. So many dharma we are making it, but Bhagavatam is not supporting it. Bhagavatam says do that dharma, that activity, that pure devotional service which will please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you should be uninterrupted. Consistency of people. Note that one day you chant 16 rounds, another 2 days it was difficult for me, I had missed it. Then fourth day you did, consistency should be uninterrupted. Nowadays if some diseases are there, when you go to doctor they will give you medicine, say that, sir, you have to take this medicine your lifetime. Even one day you cannot stop it. If you stop it, you will die. Okay, I will do it. Consistent. There is not motivation for that. We should not be hankering for anything. I don't want anything. I am supposed to do my duty. So I am doing my duty actually. My Guru told me, Krishna himself spoke and he said, you are supposed to do it. Having come to this horrible place, you want to come out, this is your dharma, is your duty. So further, Sudha Goswami is telling, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Jananyatyasu Vairagyam Jnananca Yadahaitukam. By rendering devotional service under the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from this world. This is Pravarti Marga, attachment with the material world. Okay? And remaining in jnana, no jnana. Nowadays, nobody wants to read a book. The devotional book, nobody wants to read a book. Nobody wants to hear it. Okay? I will do something else. I don't feel to read. But unless you read it, how will you come to know this medicine? It is required. Na, continuous service. Even if you want to chant properly, they have to have this knowledge. Importance about it. Service under the devotion, rendering devotional service. Not that making somebody to do devotional service. I engage so many people to do devotional service. No, you do yourself. We have to do our dharma. There is actually immediately requires whatever we want to be away from pravarti marga, getting some knowledge and detached from unnecessarily material entanglement. This automatically will come when we do Vasudeva Bhagavati, when we do devotional service under the lotus feet of Krishna. Dharma sunishtida pumsa mikshase nagata suyaha notpade ratim Srama evai vikevalam. The occupational activities a man performs according to his own position are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the personality of Godhead. If one is not getting attention to hear the message of the Lord, here Bhagavatam is being narrated. What is this going on? What I heard? Clarify actually what I heard actually. What is the importance of it? What is this sloka? So that message, attraction, ruchi will come. When our sinful activities are finished, anarthas are finished, then taste will come. I want to sit down and hear Bhagavatam. Otherwise there is no taste. We'll go to sleep. There is a result of it. I don't have any taste for it. But Bhagavatam says actually, by performing this activity, devotional, whatever activities you are doing, it should be center, should be Krishna. Then it is a devotional service. Then we'll get a taste for it. Otherwise there is no taste. It will be without salt. Then further, Prabhupada used to quote this shloka many times. Ada bumbi dujasteshta varnasrama vibhagashaka sunishtasya dharmasya samsiddhi rarito shanam. O best among the twice born, it is therefore concluded that the highest perfection one can achieve by discharging the duties prescribed for one's own occupation according to the caste divisions and orders of life is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whether one is a brahmachari or a grahastha or vanaprastha or sannyasa, let it be any order. We are calling as vanaprastha ashram, grahastha ashram, brahmachari ashram. Ashram means its temple. One is supposed to do devotional service. That is what Bhagavatam says. Let it be any ashram you are. But your life should be dedicated to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At the end of the day, we should think, what I did the whole day, could I please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan? No, then it is useless. I could not please him. So then finally he is telling actually, Tasmadegena manasa Bhagavan Satvatam Padi Sodavya Kirtidavyasya Teyaga Pujyasya Nityadaga. So after telling all this sloga, Sudha Goswami is telling, listen, This is a conclusion. This is immediate. In between, I am giving a conclusion for you. Tell everyone. Tasmat egena manasa. Therefore, with one-pointed attention. Attention will not go anywhere else, to anybody else. One should constantly hear about, glorify, remember and worship the personality of Godhead, who is the protector of the devotees. Why we should not do that? He is our protector. He is protecting. Otherwise, adpadam padam yat vipatam na desham. But every step, actually we are going very nicely, means Krishna is protecting us. He is the protector. Why we should not glorify him? He is doing so many things from morning till evening. So at the end of the day, we should glorify him. How to glorify? What is actually the process? Constantly hear about Sravanam, glorify Kirtanam, remember Smaranam, worship the personality of Godhead. This is actually our dharma. We should be engaged actually in this activity. He is our Lord, He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is taking care of us. The first thing is actually the Sravanam, Sunnandi Gayandi. Throughout Bhagavatam is glorifying Krishna, saying that you should hear first. Ears are given for hearing. Jupa Goswami is telling that I have only 2 ears, I wanted millions of ears. Why? I want to hear from all ears about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is actually our dharma. With one-pointed, ekena manasa. There is no second thinking, there is no thinking about something else, no. Only one thing, that is Krishna. That is why everybody is coming to Vrindavan. Vrindavan, they are coming to see whom? Radhe and Krishna, nobody else. You go anywhere else, maybe your distraction will be there. So here, wherever you go, this atmosphere you will not get. 24 hours kirtan is going on, somebody is chanting outside, somebody is in japa, kirtan, aarti is going on there. Whatever is mentioned here, everything is available here. So when you come here, take maximum advantage of attending the aarti, mangalarti, sandhyarti, hearing the katha, all the things. This is actually one will get the perfection. So nobody should have actually a doubt about what is the process one should go through to Nivritti Marga. Even in Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto, I was just going through the Nava Yogindras actually tell the king Mimi.
Ye vaivagada prokta upayaki atma lepyaye anjapumsam vidusham viti bhagavata nidan.
Even ignorant living entity can very easily come to know the Supreme Lord. This is our problem. How to come to know about Krishna? What is the easy process? Okay. Bhagavatam what telling? That is the process. He said everybody can come in contact with Krishna if they adopt those means prescribed by the Supreme Lord Himself. What Bhagavan has said, He said, Dadami Buddhivam Meyamam Vyantiti. I will give the knowledge for you. What Krishna told, how you can know Him, that process you take it. What is the process? The process recommended by the Lord is to be known as Bhagavata Dharma, or devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what we are following is actually the correct process. As per Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Dharma, or it is translated as devotional service under the lotus feet of Krishna. Starting with Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.